Hello?
Hi, good morning. My name's Oliver. I'm calling with Amsteel Roofing. I see that you inquired about having your roof done, and I was wondering, is it above or below 15 years?
I needed an estimate. I think it's probably above 15, yes.
Above 15? Are you the homeowner?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, also, the length of you owning the home, ma'am, just to for quality purposes, if I may ask?
5 years.
I'm sorry?
Five years.
5 years. Okay, and I'm not trying to sell you anything. We're promoting a free consultation where one of our contractor goes out, provides you a free estimate on site, ma'am, at no cost to you. Absolutely free. And is burgosity at AOL?
No, that's the wrong one. That's not the wrong one.
What's a good email address?
It's going to have to be, my email address is ANAP as in Paul Berger, B-U-R-G-E-R at gmail.com.
I'm going to read that back to you, okay, for quality purposes. I want to make sure it's correct. That's A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, P as in Papa, Berger, B-U-R-G-E-R at gmail.com?
Correct.
And your first name is Anna, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. And just to confirm, 4606 Burn
no,
Mar
no, no,
Lane?
No, you got that. No. It's 1636 Country Club Boulevard.
And Boulevard is spelled out?
Yes.
And the zip code?
77478.
1636 County Road Boulevard.
No. Country Club Boulevard. Country, like United States country. Club, C-L-U-B, Boulevard.
All right. And the city and the state, if you don't mind, please?
Sugarland, Texas.
Thank you very much. So I'm going to read that back to you. That's 1636 Country, like the U.S., a country.
Yes.
Club, like a club, right?
Right.
Electric club?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Boulevard? Yes. Is it spelled out or abbreviated, ma'am?
Yes. Spell it out.
All right. And that's in Sugarland, Texas.
Oh,
that's
okay.
One word.
Sugarland. This is not the office. This is an answering service, isn't it?
No, I'm trying to get you connected so they can have someone go out there and provide you with
that. Oh,
well,
I don't want to have to do this 3 or 4 times. Let me just call them directly because my patience is running thin. Let me just call them directly.
It's not going to take too much longer, ma'am. I just need to get this information correct because apparently we have the wrong information for you on here. That's the only reason why we're having to get in contact with you. But when would you like somebody to go out there? When is more convenient for you?
Probably it's going to have to be in 2 weeks because it's not possible and I'm real busy.
Okay,
so like,
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks, so early, what's that, in October, you're looking at what, on the 7th or the 6th or the 13th?
No, I think I have some appointment in the 13th, which is a Monday, I believe. So
right.
Do it in the morning on the 13th.
In the morning?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're busy on the 13th, would the 14th work for you after
no,
lunch hours?
No, the 14th,
hours?
I have something on the 14th. It has to be the 13th.
Early hours? How early in the morning?
You know, 9 or 10, whatever he can get here.
Okay. All right. And a good contact number for you, ma'am? I don't want to provide the one on file. Maybe that's wrong. Can you give me a good contact number so they can contact you before they get on site?
713-444-3406.
Thank you much. 713-444-3406. We're going to be setting someone go out there on the 13th of October. Early hours, you said, between 9 or 10. And they can hit you up also at your email, nappberger@gmail.com. I'll have them forward the information over to you. I appreciate your time. Good day, ma'am.
Thank you.